Good morning. May God's Spirit enlighten us today to understand the message of God's Word in the readings. In the first reading, chapter 55 from the book of Isaiah, God promised the Israelites life. He stressed that He is so far away from us, but that He loved us. He told us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." But this God, who is infinitely distant from us, came down. And in the second reading, St. John says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by Him. And what do we do in exchange for that love? Chapter 5 of the first letter of St. John said, when we love God, we obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep His commandments. In the Gospel, first chapter of Mark, revelation of the Trinity. Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove, and a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And that is why we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Triune God. And we have been commanded in the last chapter of Matthew, go into the whole world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And so, we were only babies, most of us, when we were baptized. I would like to remind you from the liturgy of what your duty is. After water is poured on our foreheads at baptism, we were anointed. The celebrant, the priest, anoints the baby on the crown of the head with the sacred chrism and prays. I would like you to listen carefully and reflect on the prayer, because it has implications for our life now. Maybe we were sleeping when we were baptized. Sometimes babies cry. All of them do not understand if they are very young. And now that you can understand, this is the prayer that the priest or the deacon says. As the head, the crown of the head is anointed with the sacred chrism, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from all sin, given you a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomed you into His holy people. Those are the three effects of baptism. Sin is taken away. You are given new life when you are baptized, given a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcome into the synodal church. The celebrant continues. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you live always as a member of His body, sharing everlasting life. Most of us forgotten this already. We share in Christ, priesthood, being prophet, and being king. We are a member of his body, according to St. Paul, and we share everlasting life. So, there is meaning in our lives. We have a sense of purpose. We strain, we hope, we long for life that is eternal as we keep God's commandments in this earth. According to the Hail Holy Queen, this valley of tears, it is a wounded world. This is where we find salvation as we give food to the hungry, as we give water to the thirsty, as we clothe the naked. Matthew 25. After the anointing, there's the clothing with the white garment. Sometimes the parents and the sponsors are so taken up by choosing the baptismal garment. But I would like to remind you again of the prayer. Your name is called Benigno. You have become a new creation and have clothed yourself in Christ. Take this white garment and bring it unstained to the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ so that you may have everlasting life. Take this white garment. Keep it unstained. Huwag mong dungisan sa dumi ng kasalanan. And then afterwards, the celebrant takes the Easter candle and the godparents lights candle from the Easter candle and hands and holds it in the name of the baptized one. And then the priest says, you have been enlightened by Christ. Walk always as a child of the light and keep the flame of faith alive in your heart. When the Lord comes, may you go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Very profound meaning of the candle that is given to the newly baptized. Christ is the light of the world. And the child is a child of the light after baptism. And told, keep the flame of faith alive in your heart. And keep this light burning in the hearts of others. Sa Gumbursa, Padre Gomez told Padre Burgos, who was losing his faith in the Filipino, while Father Jacinto has already become mad. Padre Gomez said, even if we are innocent, we die because our death will cause the others to see the light. You have been enlightened by Christ. Walk always as a child of light. Keep the flame of faith alive in your heart and do everything you can so that the flame in the hearts of others will continue to burn. So that, this is the promise of our faith, when the Lord comes, may you go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. And that is why every baptized person can pray, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.